Hey guys, welcome. This is the podcast.
It is.
Which podcast?
Crapper Cannon Podcast, the CCP.
Well, I didn't know that that was the acronym we're using, Tomworth.
I would just use CC, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Decide to throw a P in there just in case people didn't.
But then it's confused with the CCCP, excellent. AKA the USSR.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're going to have to work out this marketing.
And CC's, right around, boys, chips.
Because we're bloody in the podcast right now.
Yeah.
I hit play. Record.
12.
Yeah, what's up?
Refresh my mem.
Yeah.
CCP. Yep. What is it? What does it stand for?
Crappy Cannon Podcast.
Yeah, so but what does that entail?
Every week, we watch a film, we come back here, and we write some fan fiction, and we read out the fan fiction on this podcast right now, right here, at this moment.
But what's that fan fiction about?
This week, that fan fiction, Bill, is... I'm surprised you're asking me, because you should know, because you wrote on it.
You were the one that...
You wrote on it.
You kind of did. You kind of suggested the movie, dude.
Don't worry, boys. I wrote about it.
What was it,
mate?
What was it?
It was The Thing.
It was The Thing.
What year? 1982?
82. John Carpenter.
JC. What else did JC do?
He did Halloween. That famous Michael Myers. Bloody Big Trouble in Little China.
He did do that, didn't he?
Yeah. Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, don't fucking do
that was last just
apart
having a bit
that,
of a tiff
though,
off
I don't know anything
he
else.
He got disillusioned with Hollywood after
me
Big
and,
Trouble in
me
Little
and
China.
Bill tried to watch Big Trouble in Little China,
I
but
love
we didn't
Big
watch
Trouble.
It. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I love it. It's really funny.
You didn't tell me you watched it.
I thought I did.
Dude,
it's
we
really
had organized
funny,
to like go to Wendy's and talk about this.
Bro, don't do this
go to
me
Wendy's.
Right now.
Wendy's,
there isn't any Wendy's,
Wendy's isn't a
Australia.
Thing, is it? Yeah, it's not a thing.
We don't have the same Wendy's that are in the States.
We're going to Donut King.
Donut King. Yeah. Did Donut King take over Wendy's?
Wendy's was a thing in Franger.
Oh,
Franger for sure.
Yeah, my beauty. Sorry.
God,
continue.
Beat it.
So, The Thing.
Yeah.
We
McCready.
Got our boy Kurt Russell.
I like Kurt Russell
he's
in this.
He's stuck in Antarctica.
Does everyone agree? We
oh,
like
absolutely.
Him?
I love the company. Oh, he also did Escape from New York, John Carpenter, with Kurt Russell.
Oh,
again.
I didn't know he did.
And he was in The Hateful Eight.
I didn't know he actually filmed that.
No, that's just Kurt Russell.
Yeah. We're talking about Kurt Russell.
I was talking about John Carpenter.
Yeah, you were still
Kurt
talking
Russell.
About John.
No, I was talking about
we've
Kurt.
Moved on from
John Carpenter did three films.
We're talking
Russell.
About Kurt now. Apart from that, no one really else in the film. Keith David's in there.
Yeah,
Keith David. Bloody hell.
Wait, who's Keith David?
He's vice president in Saints Row 4.
He's in so many
He's
things.
Also in Mass Effect.
I don't recognize.
He's in Mass Effect.
He's the Admiral in Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Admiral. Oh, see the black guy.
I was about to say Admiral Hackett. No.
See the guy name? That survives at the end?
Depending on where you play.
Yes.
What was that? Sorry.
What
did you just say?
I think he does. I think he does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
What clip are you watching that he doesn't survive?
The Reaper, kill everyone ending. So that's super secret. You got to play the game 17 times.
I'm talking about the movie.
Times. Oh, who is he in the
who
movie?
Is he? He's Childs.
He's Childs, the guy that's with him at the end.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. And you just go on about it, how he doesn't...
We thought you said he was in Mass Effect. What guy he was in Mass Effect?
Dude, I know who Admiral Akbar is, too. Oh, boys, The Thing. 1988 classic.
82.
Yeah, I know, 82. I just said that for effect.
So we got our boy, Kurt Russell. He's up in Antarctica.
The everyman.
Everyman.
Well, wait, can Russell. I try and explain it? Because I'm not writing a story. All right. And I watched this on Monday. So refresh my memory if any of the details are correct.
Yeah.
Now, Kurt Russ.
Yeah.
He's a pilot.
He's a pilot.
He's a helicopter pilot.
But he's also like a leader.
He is a big time leader.
But he's also a bit of a watchtower guy. Can we agree on
agree,
that? Give
agree,
me a
agree.
Here.
He's definitely the watchtower.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So, anyways, he's just fucking like, oh, what are these crazy Norwegians doing, dude?
No, he calls them sweets.
Yeah, but like Norwegians.
I love every time. It's like a police squad bit where it's like, sweet, they're Norwegians.
It is a very police squad, actually. I love how goofy the start is. Once again, though, same reason why going back to Outlander.
Yeah.
That I hated in Outlander, in that it showed the aliens at the start.
I knew you'd hate that.
The Thing shows the alien right at the start,
but like,
crashing into the planet.
Oh, yeah,
before,
yeah, it
like,
does, doesn't
it? It gets rid of all the suspense of, like, when they're chasing the dog, you're like, oh, okay, so the dog's an alien.
Yeah, why do they do that? But in that time, in our mindset, because we've seen a lot of movies, do you reckon we would have thought that
they
was happening?
Thought, they would have thought that.
I don't know, though.
To an extent.
We haven't put together that many movies by then.
Yeah, but we're coming out of, like, This film feels really like 50s, 60s horror.
This is Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, it feels like a Red Scare propaganda film.
That's the whole, like, theme of it.
Is it? Yeah, I wonder.
Red Scare.
I wonder if
the AIDS epidemic.
I wonder if the novella or the original story was written during
It absolutely would have been.
It absolutely would have been.
What, like 20 years before?
Yeah, it's based on a book, and the book was made into a movie, and the movie was remade into this one.
Yeah. Because it feels...
There's two movies.
There's three now. It's so Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
What's the third?
It's ridiculous.
Third's a terrible one they made like 7 years ago.
Oh,
what's
really?
It called?
The Thing.
Again?
It's a remake of
with
The
who?
Thing.
Sorry, I just thought you...
The Thing it's again. With nobody.
I wish that's what its name was. The Thing.
Again. Dot, dot, dot. Again.
that's my biggest problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want me to continue with
continue.
Anyways, Kurt Russell goes and like investigates Norwegian hometown, and he realizes like, oh, it's fucked up, and they took something from the ground. That's like big ice thing.
Yeah, I'd like that.
And they go back, and then the Thing starts like really slowly infiltrating them, like
very slowly.
Really,
it's
the point where I'm not threatened by it. How slow it's taking over their forms.
Mm.
Takes over the dogs, and they kind of kill it at that point. It goes up in the roof, and that's how you know it continues.
See, that...
But like.
Sorry to break in, but like, that's what was, throughout the whole movie, I was like, so, like, is there one thing, or is the thing
that's,
become different
that's
things?
That's the film's biggest problem.
That's the
it
only real problem.
Spell
I
it out clear enough. It,
because,
one I of think it's supposed to be,
one of them says
things.
At one point,
that's what I think.
That if you somehow ingest the particles, or get the particles of the thing inside you, you become the thing. Because that's implied when the guy gets bitten by the dog, and... other points I can't remember because they just burn the thing constantly and
they're like we got the thing
they're always... and then they're like but there's still another thing here and it's like well how do you know
well that's the whole thing with Wilford Brimley, what's his character's name, Blair,
yes,
dude with the glasses, the
I
old...
can't remember characters like very distinctly.
Just side note, I love that character. And
which
how they
one?
Just, the dude that they shove in the shed and he's like, can I come out
the
now?
Dude
yeah,
like,
and I was like,
the dude who builds a spaceship?
And, and that is weird.
That was not needed in the
and
story.
And he's also
at all.
Got like the noose that he's got to like hang himself on as
he's
well.
He's like, I'm normal now, can I come back? And
but there's
just,
the noose and in the
there.
In the foreground, yeah, there's just the noose and you're like, this guy's inside.
I'd like to come back inside, please.
That scene shouldn't be included. All right, let's not go that scene.
What was I
let's
talking
go,
about
let's
before
Let's go back
that.
A bit. Let's go back a bit.
Dogs.
We were
dogs.
Discussing the dogs and it. What is the thing and how many things are there?
Because, oh, yeah, no, because there's that bit where his character, like, looks, he searches in the computer and it's like the whole world can be affected in 2,400 hours.
That didn't make sense to me because I'm thinking this thing is taking over so slowly.
Yeah.
No, but if it kept on multiplying, there'd be a million more things, and then a million things could just...
But in the end, there's just one.
That's because they kept on killing the people that it was infecting.
Which means their prediction's shit, because, like, it's not going to take 24 hours.
It's 2,400 hours. 24,000 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in a day.
I thought it was just 24 hours.
It's 24
zero, 0 was, like,
I thought it was
minutes.
2,700 hours. Might be something like that. Who
something
cares?
Around
yeah.
there.
Who cares?
It was a fair amount of hours.
A fair amount of hours, but still quick.
Yeah.
Still bloody quick.
That thing moves
not
slow.
Not fucking around.
And it doesn't do much.
So, I don't understand. They say at one point, we caught it when it was trying to become a perfect imitation.
Was this the dog or the person?
The dog. When they first get the dog...
But isn't the dog already a perfect
that's
imitation?
That's what I don't understand. Is that the doctor's like, oh, we caught him when he was trying
to
imitate... the dog.
A different dog.
I didn't
different
get that.
Dog.
Yeah, I
and it
like,
was like, well,
it's
it
already
was
fine.
Already
yeah.
the dog.
Why, like,
does
why
it
would
need
it need
to
be a dog again to fool them? Because they're already fooled.
No, because that's the whole thing. Is like it wants to take over everything, I guess.
What to to like?
Wait,
so like
a massive
it wants
blob?
To be like everybody.
Yes,
but like, doesn't it kill some of the dogs while it's trying to take them over?
Yeah,
but like,
so,
you
like,
can kill
you
them.
Just...
It's just about replacing their cells and being a copy of them.
So is there like multiple?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like there are multiple things.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a flaw, is that they do not spell that out clearly.
They do, yeah.
But they can't really spell that out clearly, can they?
Well,
oh, they could have.
They can't to an extent. They
do a good job of being like, look, this thing's trying to copy us. It could be any of us.
I think they figured that out way too fast.
That's what I thought. I thought like the second
they
it happened to the dogs,
figured everything out way too.
Second
fast.
It happened to the dogs, they're like,
yeah, he's trying to imitate us.
It could be.
It could be a human. And it's like
none of them don't
no
start. Yeah, and
to
then
prove
like,
that it could be a human.
I hated that because that was like it felt really quick the way they were like, I don't trust no one, and like. They hadn't even established.
No,
but
like,
at that point, they hadn't even seen it turn into a human. They were just like, oh, I don't trust it.
No, but they do establish at the start that people are like going a bit crazy.
Yeah, I guess they came to that conclusion from the Norwegian, what they saw at the Norwegian place with the body that was half transmuted.
They did also
already.
See a big spaceship at the Norwegian site. Was that after?
Which
no, that was there. That was
which,
when they
that's
went,
after.
I think.
No, that's after that the dog changes. But they are so nonchalant about finding a fucking spaceship. They just stand there and they're looking at it like, oh.
The dude's like, huh, this would be here 100,000 years, I reckon.
That's the first line of dialogue that you hear in that scene where they stumble across a fucking spaceship. And is him just going, I reckon it could be 100,000
years. There's another dialogue.
Not, holy fuck, it's a fucking spaceship.
Who's the young guy who's like...
Windows?
Who? Windows,
I love Windows.
Yeah.
Windows,
so, like, great. He has a quote, and then the guy to him is like, oh, we wouldn't jeopardize the find of the century. And that's just all it is. The find of the century. It's like scientific find of the century. Which I was like, you'd probably take a bit more care than that if it's like...
Because
I agree, they'd probably try and keep that thing and try and keep it alive.
Oh, 100%.
For scientific purposes. But, like, they're so casual about it. Where they're
they
like,
are,
oh,
for
we're
the
not
whole
do anything,
time,
boys.
They are so casual.
Mm.
That, like, I can't help but compare this film to Alien. Because it almost is Alien. Mm. In that they're in this self-contained location, and there's this thing there that
wants to kill them
or take them.
What?
And they got to fight back.
I didn't actually get this, but what is their original purpose?
They're just research. Oh, their
just
purpose.
Research.
Yeah,
they're
it's
just
a research
an Antarctic
station.
Research team.
Yeah,
so and Kurt Russell's there because he's... The guy that gets them in and out of the station.
So, do the Norwegians just... They were nearby.
They're a different base.
They were nearby.
Yeah, they just had their own research base.
And they happened
to
just be the point where the spaceship landed.
Well, their base was next to that. And then they found that. And then they got taken over by the thing. And then they were trying to chase him down.
Yeah.
In the helicopter.
Yeah.
Oh, the film would be 10 times better if it opened on that scene of some crazy Norwegians chasing this sled
dog.
How funny
is it?
And you're like, why are these Norwegians so crazy? Like, when they get out of the helicopter and the guy tries to go for the throw, he goes for the toss.
Yeah, it's great.
And he accidentally, like,
I love it.
And
he stumbles.
Out of his hand, and he's like, oh, fuck.
And it blows up his friend, and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
But, like, the thing is, that's the part where they're still casual, is, like, that happens. And
they're
the guys at the
casual.
Base are just like, what are these crazy Norwegians doing? Even though they just blew up his
friend. One blew
like
himself up and you killed another one of them. And you guys are just like scientists. Pretty much.
The whole time, actually, I have to admit, the whole time, MacReady is like deadpan. He kills a guy and he's like, he was one of them. Like, he holds no remorse for killing the guy.
He has no personality as well. MacReady is like...
He hates chess.
I wish he had a bit more.
He doesn't.
I love that shot of him.
Yeah. Like, that actually is a really funny one, opener where he just like pours the bourbon.
And he sucks.
That's a great shot.
He sucks at chess. But I like Kurt Russell, but...
So do I.
I just also think that his character was really like...
He's very boring.
His character is just like, let's kill it.
Very one-dimensional.
I hate everyone. But
I like
that I think that was their intention was he was just like the... I think I was reading. He's like the classic, like Hollywood, just like... He's the Hollywood hero, and he's, like, detached completely, so he's not going to care.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I can
something
see
to that,
that
effect.
I can see that.
Some of the continuity at the end, it's a bit dodgy, where, like... So, you know how there were three guys in that cave at the end?
The black cook guy, he...
He just disappears, yeah.
But then, I guess that's a part of the suspicion with Childs.
But, like...
Yeah.
They do a terrible job of, like, implying it. We only know that because we're just like, have seen so many movies and we're just watching it. But
I don't know. I don't think we can say that and like let this film off because there's 10 times other film before 1982 that did suspense well.
I think
like
it's terrible.
Alien.
I think
there's a
like
shot
of the film or like.
No, just that last bit. There's a shot of that third guy. Who are the three guys? MacReady. Who are the three guys, Bill?
I forget the name, but like the dude that was in charge before MacReady.
Yeah,
but he's outside.
The dude with the gun.
He's out. No, there's three that go down into the cave.
Yeah, that's
he's with them.
He's one of the Mandelbaums in Seinfeld.
It's the cook. It's the guy that appears to be the leader
the
of the
The dude that shot one of the Norwegians.
Yeah.
And the cook and MacReady.
Yeah.
But who's the guy up top?
Childs.
Yeah, so the guy up top's not in there. Anyways, so the cook dies. Like, that's all on screen. You see that happen.
You don't. You don't.
That's the other black guy.
No, not the guy who shoots the Norwegian at the start.
He's not. Yeah, you see him die because he just has his fingers put in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the guy after there, he's really implied, and I just think it's a shit implication that he's dead.
Because, no, but that's the whole thing, is like, it adds mistrust to Childs, I guess. No, it's... What was he doing?
That's the stupid bit, is because, like, he dies off-screen, and you don't see it. Childs dies off-screen, but then he comes back, and you're like, oh, well, what about the other guy? Apparently, he's just dead, and that's the stupid bit about it, because it's like, oh, well, I feel like that guy had more of a chance of... As in the guy who was in the cave, had more of a chance of surviving than Childs. Childs was like...
Yeah.
Actually, what was all... Maybe not. What was...
Childs was left to guard.
He was just
the
guy that got shown running. Because they were like, oh,
yes,
there's someone out there.
He
and
started
he was like
running off. And they were
outside.
Like, why is Childs running
but
off?
But Childs was in... That's the weird... That was another weird continuity. He's inside, right? And MacReady and the others go out to check the news guy with the shack.
Yeah.
They're like, what's going on here? And then one of them looks back and's like, oh, there's Childs running.
He's just running randomly.
But then they say that at the end. He's like, oh, I thought I saw him running, so I went after him.
Yeah.
It's just weird how it's like, no shot of Childs back in there, like going, what's going on in here? And he runs. Instead, it's just, he's running.
Yeah,
because
it's supposed to be heavily implied that he's
taken
is
over.
The thing.
Yeah. Now. That's why at the end, where it's the two of them, it's like, look, you could be the thing, but we're going to die. I don't really care.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's when they just share a drink.
Is that what we're meant to make out of that ending?
Yeah.
Jaboy's read up. Is he the thing or not?
I don't think they ever said.
Well, there's a lot of fan theories going around that he is the thing because...
Childs,
he takes the bourbon bottle out of MacReady's hand.
What hand does he grab it with?
But MacReady... there's a previous shot where MacReady fills up all the bourbon bottles with gasoline so that he turns them into Molotovs. So when Childs takes a big swig of the gasoline and smiles at the end, MacReady laughs. He chuckles to himself because he knows that that is the thing, because if it was Childs, he would have spat the gasoline out.
Shit.
But he doesn't. He just drinks it.
That's actually
And they talk about how the thing always... destroys the clothes when he goes into it. Childs is wearing a different jacket to the one he is when you last see him in the cold
Childs
room.
Is the thing.
Childs
he,
is the thing. I'm
he
convinced.
Used to have a brown one, but he has a blue one when he's with MacReady at the
I'm
end.
So convinced. What the hell?
Yeah, that's
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty
yeah,
sure
it's
I
almost
needed.
It's almost like undeniable
in your face.
That it is him when you really. Pick apart the
But
evidence.
Do you reckon they thought of all that?
Well,
yes.
The thing I don't...
I guess it's not that hard.
The thing
about,
that I don't
it? If
think,
you made the whole lore, but
I like,
probably can
I
do
like
that.
The jacket one, because the jacket one...
Jacket one's cool.
The jacket
I
one
like
fits
that.
In with what the...
It's pretty established.
Up, and you see it... The last shot of him is in the jacket room. There's jackets near him, and the brown jacket is there that he swaps into. I don't believe in the bourbon one. Because it's like, well, the thing doesn't know how to speak English either, but it turns into things that know how to speak English. So it obviously takes on some form of memory or something to fit in.
I like the jumper one.
So I'm assuming it is able to take in, this is bourbon.
I like the jumper one because they make a big deal about it earlier.
Yeah.
They talk about the MacReady's
one. The film
sets
that up and pays it off at the end.
If we're talking about going off of scenes that were kind of like 50-50 for us. The blood test scene.
How
good. That's just like a good suspense.
Oh,
scene.
How they all like, one, they're all tied up.
Yeah, and they're just like. Just
I like it. Blood. That scene was
I wish
really...
I cared about the characters more, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know many good. Of the characters' names in that scene, to be honest.
No, that's fair. I didn't know many of the names until I looked them up afterwards.
See, this
my
is
story.
Another, like, to go back to Aliens. To Alien, not Aliens.
Mm.
Like, Alien is almost exactly the same. You've got a cast of, like, only 7 people.
Mm, yeah.
And
it felt the same.
But Alien does such a better job of establishing who each character is and...
What their role is?
What their role is.
Because I didn't know half the
I didn't
roles.
Know what... I knew the doctors because they call them doctor. And Dr. you saw
Cooper.
Them doing research. But apart from everyone else, there was a guy that was always at the radio. Was that Windows?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't Windows.
Yeah,
that
was
the
him.
Dude in the...
Nah.
Dead and Best?
Palmer, I don't know. I don't even fucking know what Palmer did.
Windows was the radio
Windows
guy.
Was the radio guy. Palmer just looked fucking cool in his jacket.
He was a conspiracy theorist.
He was just shouting conspiracy theories.
He was like, they've taken over Latin America.
Is he the guy that comes over to MacReady and's like, look at this kind of thing? Who's that? Who's that really friend to MacReady? And he's like...
Oh, like the priest-looking guy.
Who is that?
Yeah, who
the
is
one
that?
That kills himself, but it's kind of not implied. He burned his own corpse.
Yeah, he went outside and like...
Because
knew.
He had the flare when he was looking and he found MacReady's
that?
Jacket.
That's that guy, that's that guy.
What
who
is that guy's
that?
Name?
Who is he? We don't know... See, that's the bad thing. I don't know who that is.
Because he seemed like a straight-up guy.
Exactly.
I
thought that as well. He was cool.
He was a nice guy.
But
well,
I don't know who he was.
I did like, by the way, Bill, I
There's
did like
Clark.
That scene.
I do know Clark.
The blood test.
I like the blood test
blood
scene.
Blood test is good.
Also, I don't know what I was going to say about that scene, but it was really
They
funny
do a really good job of the tension.
Oh, no, yeah. The,
in that scene.
A bit of discontinuity though. That it's not really discontinuity, but it's kind of where they'd be like, get me out of these ties. And they're like, because.
I love that line.
They'd have just
line.
Discovered it, and the next shot is just. The guy holding a flamethrower right next to MacReady. And like, you're like... Oh.
He's earned his trust.
Yeah, he's earned it. We don't need to see that. Which I thought was cool. But bit like Skippy, which was funny as well.
That's
like
the funny part. It's just like it's a hard cut straight.
Yeah. I guess we don't really need to see it because we already know. Like,
yeah.
He's not the thing. Good. He's fine. He's good.
Easily the best thing about the film, without a doubt.
Practical
100%.
Effects.
The practical effects are well fucking
fucked.
Incredible.
How
they
good,
are so good.
How good is when he's doing the fucking defibrillation and then he's just like, his chest opens up and he gets his hands in there.
So crazy. I
oh,
love
yeah.
it.
That was, I was reading up, they had the double that did that. He was like a double amputee and they put like detachable arms on him so
really?
They could rip it off.
That's so funny.
It's crazy, yeah.
I love the dog puppet is so fucking
All
cool.
the puppets are fucked where like the thing like reveals itself and it's just got like... Does
and
shit.
How it just like spurts blood on everything.
Yeah.
What's going on with the poster though? I was looking up on the Wikipedia.
Poster.
The poster's like the thing standing there, not the thing, like a thing, like a black silhouette with
That's
like a
cyclops.
Light shining out of its head.
Mm.
I was like,
I don't actually know
that?
What I'm
That's not in
about.
The film.
Well, when the movie came out, it did terribly, and all the critics were like, "This sucks."
So
and
why is it so prestigious
just,
now?
Because at the time, people thought it was too violent and too gory.
I can understand that.
But with
yeah,
time, people have been like, oh,
it is.
But I think it does have a bunch of problems.
Mm.
Like,
that's fair.
This is a film that I watch and I'm like, man, this could have been so good. Like, so good.
Mm.
But it's just like not
it's pretty
quite,
good.
It's not quite there.
You know what I think
it could
about
have been
it?
Fucked good.
So, IMBD has a rating of 8.2,
yeah.
right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Troy has a rating of 7.3 or 2.
You reckon Troy's better?
I reckon Troy's way better.
Yeah, I look.
I don't think it deserves an 8.2.
I don't think
being
it
said,
does
I love the 80s like cinematography and stuff. I really dig like.
I love
style.
All of the
yeah, soundtrack's
Enrico,
really nice as well. Yeah, yeah,
the between
soundtrack's really cool
as well, where they just fade to black and the next thing.
Oh fucking, yeah,
but I don't think it deserves an 8.2. Fuck off.
I don't either.
I think it's because it's
high
got like
sevens.
A lot of thematic like
high sevens eights.
A lot of thematic things.
But
it's
even,
a
man,
it's an English
that's solid.
It's an English class movie.
But I don't think it's that solid.
I just think it's like, yeah, it's like a monster
apart
movie.
Apart from practical
yeah.
effects, I don't think it's that good in anything it does.
That's
it's
fair.
Like so close to
you
being
You boys
great,
are going to watch Troy one day.
But it's not
Man, we're watching
there.
Troy in 2 weeks'
You'll
time.
You'll agree.
What?
What? What was that?
When you and me, Ryan. But it's my turn for a break next week, so you have something else.
He's gone insane. He's a thing, isn't he?
I think we should get this... Show
you
want to
see
roll.
If I'm the thing? You want to hear my story where I say that I am?
What's your... Oh,
no,
you're...
don't. I don't say that.
We're back, guys.
Yeah, back.
Yeah,
We're
we
back.
Are back.
Let's hit us up, Bill.
You want to hear my story?
Smithy, you cheeky
You
want
to hear a name to me story?
Yeah, let's go.
Give us the syllables.
Can't trust no one these days.
Oh, we say that a lot here at Krabby Cannon HQ because it's a bit of a dog
I want
act.
Something better.
Oh,
I've said that before, but
no,
you know, it's
great.
It's fitting.
It's
love
fitting
it.
For just life, isn't it?
Oh, so true.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
This story
never
begins.
Never started.
This story begins, or rather, it ends with MacReady knee-deep in the snow. Shoveling.
Sucking off. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Shoveling away desperately using the stiff, detached arm of his former colleague, Dr. Cooper.
No.
So sick of dog maze.
Oh!
He uttered to himself angrily as he shoveled.
That's the truth, Mackie.
He stopped for a moment to reflect on the events of the past day or so. He grabbed out of his back pocket some Smirnoff brand vodka.
Nice.
And sat back against the flaming pile of corpses that lay behind him.
Just add to that fuel, bro.
Yep. Sure was a crazy ass day.
Oh! Flashback.
The camera pans to the sky and the screen fades to black.
Oh.
Earlier, before things had gone to shit, yeah. MacReady was in his shack playing some good old robot chess against Sheilabot 6000. Yeah.
Oh.
Beep boop. Checkmate, Mac. That's 619 games in a row.
Oh, fuck.
It does, doesn't it? He replied.
What?
As he shoved his bourbon into the throat of the chess game.
I don't get it, though. What? It does, doesn't it? Just to the, I won.
It's like, that makes 619 games. It's like, oh, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, so true. Continue, man. I didn't mean
it. He replies, he shoved the bourbon into the throat of the chess game, picking it up and punting it 100 metres out of his shack.
Oh, he punched it 100 metres.
He's like Doomfist, isn't he?
Ain't no room for nerds on this site, that's for sure.
He said that to himself.
MacReady took another giant swig of his bourbon before checking his Tinder.
Oh!
To see if there were
nice.
Any hot birds around. There were none.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
He put on his leather jacket, grabbed his comically large cowboy hat, and made his way to the main building.
He does have a comically large cowboy hat that is there for like a shot.
I've got a feeling
there's a bunch. He's just like on the slate.
This thing is easily going to imitate like a chick that MacReady was. The fact that he's just searched for someone on Tinder and hadn't found it when he knows that no one's nearby, but he just did it anyway.
He entered by kicking down the doors and proclaiming, "Bloody hell, lads, when are we getting some chicks in this bloody snag fest?" This was his usual opener, and as such, got a few forced chuckles as everyone else was sick of hearing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, forced chuckles, why did you even bother at that point?
Everyone was sick of hearing it, and also sick of being cold. Oblivious to the reaction of the room, Matt continued, "Hey, Doc, have you seen Windows, Doc?" I didn't realise I'd said dog's life. I really want to bully that guy a little to start my day off right. Last I saw, he was messing around in my office looking for the cupboard which had the blood samples in it. Classic Windows! He yelled out. A knock came from the floorboards beneath. Mac leant down and lifted the floorboards, revealing the chamber where they had kept Blair.
Just making his spaceship down there, isn't he?
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. Can I please come out now? I promise. I promise to be a good boy this time. No more biting.
Oh,
no more biting. All.
I told you, you bloody mutt. Get some chicks down to this station or you ain't coming out.
I reckon some a jungle cabin fever going on here,
but,
I reckon.
But there's no Wi-Fi signal down. Tell it to the floor, you old fuck.
No.
Said Mac as he slammed the floorboards on Blair's fingers.
Ow.
Mac ran off towards the doc's office. When he got there, he saw Windows sitting in the far corner of the room, shining his shotgun, sipping on some blood, like lemonade.
What? And lemonade.
And murmuring weird things to himself. Ah, Windows. A bloody man of God, I see. Carry on, soldier. I'll bully you when you're done. Peace be with you.
What a nice guy.
While he was gone, everyone else in the main corridor were having a formal meeting to discuss the possibility that maybe Mac developed some cabin fever.
No.
Just maybe.
Or whether he's just the dick like he is in his day-to-day life. There was a stalemate of opinions. The group was divided, and when it came time for Norris to make his contribution, he got scared of what everyone else would think and had a heart attack.
Oh!
This is the dude who, like, remember in the story where he was like, "What do you think, Norris?" And then he was like, "Oh, I don't know." And he had the heart attack, remember? He's the dude that had his chest open up on the doc's arms.
Yeah.
He did nothing in the story, and then he's like, "Oh, I don't want to make a decision."
I can't remember what he looks
remember,
like anymore.
I don't remember, to be honest.
I do remember the heart attack now, though. Yeah.
I don't.
Mac walked his way back into the room and noticed an abrupt end to their conversation. Bloody hell, lads. What's going on here? You fellas ain't hiding no birds from me, are you?
That's all he's thinking about for like a year that they've been on there.
They all shook their heads in unison, visibly frightened. There was a tense silence, and then a sudden ding. The oven had gone off.
Oh.
Huh. Chicken. Now, boys, I'm going to ask you this one time, and I want an honest answer. Is it a hen, or is it a rooster?
Oh.
Yep. It was a hen, mate, said Clark, stroking the chest of one of his precious dogs. Huh. Thought as much. He replied, before throwing his tentacle at them.
What?
Absorbing the poor dog keeper.
I liked that he was really curious about whether it was a hen or a rooster.
Everyone else went in for the attack, but Mac threw a smoke bomb on the ground and escaped through the air vents.
To be honest, sorry to interrupt. I felt like he was playing Mac really well.
He thinks he is Mac. Like, he's the thing.
Just always asking about chicks and stuff.
Yeah, I believed it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, let's continue, man. That's it.
Everyone left was naturally a bit weirded out by this development. Windows came out from his weird ritual and rejoined the group in silence. He turned to Childs. You will survive my wrath, my friend. I guarantee.
What?
I reckon he was the one that set this upon him.
Yeah.
OMG, here he goes again with that religious mumbo jumbo, said Gary.
What? He made a raise the roof motion with his hands. What was that?
Don't get me wrong, mate. My blood's red, white, and blue as the rest of you boys. But keep that shit out of my face. Windows ignored him and was practicing his aim at all those sitting around him.
Jesus.
What a psycho.
Now, what the hell are we going to do about that crazy Mac? Dude's got the world's worst cabin fever I ever did see, said Knowles. I don't remember who Knowles is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
Maybe we just need to get him a chick like he's been saying all along, said Childs. But that won't work for all our comms are down. And there ain't another base for miles.
Oh.
The group all collectively looked at each other and then down at the ground. The camera pans down and fades to black.
Oh.
Alone in his shack, twiddling his tentacles, Mac heard a knock at the door. Outside stood Blair Rena.
What?
Whoa.
What? Whoa.
A new arrival to the facility,
bachelor. It's an intruder.
It's a disguise.
Who only had one interest other than research, and that was to bang. The two entered the shack, and Blair Rena didn't emerge until the morning it arrived.
Oh, shit.
When Blair found his way back to the main building, he had a 1,000-yard stare.
Oh, Blair Rena.
It's Blair Rena is Blair in disguise.
Yeah,
I get that. There.
Case for those that didn't know.
I didn't know that.
He had explained that nothing had happened the way that they were hoping. Instead, he spoke about his pent up feelings as a monster slash person. And it was just nauseating. There's only one response I see that will solve this. Blair went down into his bunker and followed his secret corridor to a one way teleportation machine.
Whoa.
That he'd been secretly developing. The one way being to them, that is.
Yeah.
He smacked the button, and the camera panned to his sweating face and faded to black.
Yeah.
Mac, having just eaten Bennings in his shed.
What?
Bennings.
What is that?
Bennings is the dude, you know how like they catch him?
Yeah,
that's him. In the shed, heard another knock at the door. It was starting to piss him off that all these people were coming here. And if it wasn't a chick, honestly, he was going to flip.
He'd already thought he had one, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but then he just talked to her and he hates
her. Nervous around women.
He opened the door and saw Dr. Phil waiting on the other side.
Dr. Phil!
Whoa!
He's coming for special treatment.
Oh, what do you want, Doc?
He knows him.
I just want to help you is all.
After a few hours, the good doctor had managed to tape enough footage to make an excellent two-part sub story.
Two-part!
And in the process, he had managed to help Mac learn to accept his inner monster.
Oh.
Mac re-entered the facility in his hospital garments with Dr. Phil gripping his arm. Guys.
So nice.
I'm sorry. I was just so focused on devouring you and reproducing.
This hurts.
I forgot what it was really like to be me.
Mm.
And now,
I know what I must do.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
He went up to Dr. Cooper and hacked off his arm.
Oh!
Give me this for a second, would you? Dr. Phil went into damage control mode and started lecturing Mac about who he was at his core. Shut up, Doc, he said as he shoved him into Blair's hidey hole.
No!
He kicked the door open and ran out into the snow. That's where he began digging.
Huh. Oh, we back up to current
back
day.
To the start. Yeah,
now that you're all caught up and we're back at the beginning, aren't we?
Oh! And just Bill! Just amazing storytelling!
Just in time.
MacReady had just finished digging when he heard a thunk against the finger of Cooper. He removed all the snow from around the area and found what he was after. From the snow, a voice could be heard. Bishop to B3.
This is checkmate.
Checkmate.
What?
Checkmate. Zia! No, I'm too late. Those were his last words as the chess machine blew up.
What?
And engulfed the whole station in a fiery blaze.
What?
Windows could be seen looking out at the fiery blaze from inside. Checkmate, he said to himself.
What?
Before nodding and walking into the distance triumphant.
What?
The end.
So Windows had predicted all this Windows from the start. Windows knew what would happen. And he just was like, checkmate.
What? That is a massive play by Windows. Knowing he would get him to do all that stuff.
And
that's a real
that,
game of chess.
Dr. Phil would come and stuff.
They're playing chess in the story. But they're playing chess with each other, like as human beings and things.
That's the allegory I was thinking. I wanted at least three layers.
Yeah, layered storytelling. That's the Bill method.
You want to know what the third layer is?
What?
Yeah.
No chicks.
No chicks. Get them out of my films, my stories, and all my narratives.
That's so undiverse.
And my parliament.
No, you just want the desire for chicks to be in the story. You don't want chicks in the story.
You want men dressed up as women in the story.
Listening to feelings of monsters.
So the end message there is MacReady's still really shit at chess.
Yeah.
But he's also a tentacle creature.
He made so much progress, though, with Dr. Phil.
Yeah, but then he regressed when he cut off Cooper's arm.
The thing wasn't really in there at all.
The thing was MacReady.
Yeah, but
it was really irrelevant to the plot.
Originally, I was going to have no thing, and he was just going to be a lunatic and just, like, killing them all.
I never thought you were going to bring it out, to be honest. And you didn't really do it. And, you know, I love that.
I appreciate that as well.
Like my Dr. Phil celebrity cameo.
Yeah.
I was not really expecting Dr.
Bit of a
Phil
spanner in the
world people to come in.
Bloody hell, there wasn't it?
I like that in the end it just came down to chess, though.
It wasn't even coming down to chess. He just digged her up after he threw her 100 yards.
I liked how that was the callback, though. The full circle.
Yeah.
The fulcrum.
It all came full circle, didn't it?
Yeah. And I like how you assumed the audience was just realizing, and we did just realize.
Yeah, I realized.
I got my comedic
time. He's so clever.
I'm a clever guy. What can I say? Next story.
All right, next story, man. Let's get into it. Hey, boys.
Oi.
Hey, Tommy. Oi. Hi, mate. How you been?
Real nice casual start coming back.
Yeah.
What's your body think story, mate? Tell us.
Yeah, my story's
cool. Don't be afraid, mate. Tell us. No, really, tell us.
All's well that ends well.
Oh.
Starring Lassie the Wonder Dog.
Lassie the Wonder Dog.
All right. Let's go. It was another bitterly cold morning in the coldest shithole in the world, Antarctica, as the men of the American research team got up and performed their morning rituals.
America!
MacReady was pumping iron. Dr. Copper. Or was it? I'm pretty sure it was Dr. Copper.
I heard Cooper.
I'll do Cooper from now on. He guys. Dr. Cooper was cooking up some bacon and eggs for everyone.
No.
While Parker and Windows planted themselves in front of the TV to watch some Dragon Ball Z.
Are they still getting that, or they just bring their own DVDs?
Bring their own DVDs. Bring their own. Last to get up, Clark grabbed a nice hot cup of cocoa and placed himself down in a seat by the fire and whistled. Come on, lass. Bring me the paper, girl.
Whoa.
Within moments, a hideous abomination of what appeared to be several dogs stuck together with hunks of meat came running into the room with a paper in its mouth. That's a good girl, said Clark as he scratched it under its many chins. Lassie barked slash screamed in happiness. Holy shit sticks, yelled Clark as he unfolded the newspaper. I was supposed to write what was on the headline here.
Scott Morrison.
I've forgotten.
MP.
ScoMo. ScoMo wins leadership battle.
Fam.
Yeah.
Prime Eye ScoMo.
To get it real, like, we're get, this is some real shit right now. ScoMo.
Yeah.
ScoMo and Joe Fry. That's the deputy PM. It's Josh Fry. Just to,
don't worry about
to me, date
don't
this worry. Podcast.
Yeah, mate, tomorrow will be another one. Anyway.
What?
Ew. Ew, Lassie's tentacles are in my Coco Pops. Yelled Palmer as he tried to roll away. That was too much of a bitchy voice for Palmer. Get that fucking mangy thing out of my face. The whole room went dead silent as everyone first looked at Palmer and then at Lassie. Then an eerie voice from hell started to emanate from Lassie's mouth.
Oh. You can get fucked, said Lassie.
That's Lassie.
As she leapt forward and ripped off Palmer's head in one swift motion. Her multiple tentacles began ripping off his limbs. Clark launched to his feet and began fronting Palmer's headless corpse. You don't ever speak to me or my son ever again. Do you hear me? He continued. As
who's,
he,
his, who's his son?
Clark's the dude that's... son,
Lassie, I don't know why.
The dog dude.
He's the dog dude.
Yeah, I don't know, but like...
You hear me? He continued as he picked up Palmer's dismembered ear and yelled.
He's just like shaking him by the shoulders and like blood splurting out of his neck.
Everyone gulped in fear, except for MacReady.
No.
Who threw the weights he was benching to the ground and climbed to his feet.
I like that he's not that big.
He's not that big. He's working not. Out. All right, that's it, Clarko. You and your dog are out of here. I could deal with Lassie killing Fuchs. Gary, George, Norris, Knowles, Blair, and Childs. But Palmer, come on! Dude was just trying to enjoy the Cell Saga! Fine!
Cell Saga!
Fine! Yelled Clark as he threw the marshmallow from his hot cocoa on the ground. We don't need you guys anyway. Let's go, lass! Within minutes, Clark had packed up his belongings in a red spotted handkerchief, tied it to a pole, and marched out of the camp with Lassie by his side. See you later, mate, said MacReady. See
you, Dr. Cooper. He's just sent it out, but you know, he's still sad to see him go.
No, he doesn't care at all. He's like, see you later, mate, have a good one.
So MacReady, as he and Dr. Cooper waved them off from the front door. Thank God. I hope I never see that thing ever again.
Oh.
Said Dr. Cooper under his breath.
Do you reckon when he said thingy, like, raised his eyebrows?
Yeah, definitely.
No.
I hope I never see that thing.
It's a bit subtle. Yeah. I hope I never see that thing. Yeah.
Suddenly, several tentacles shot off from Lassie's back, grabbed Dr. Cooper by the ankles, and smashed him back and forth, just like the Hulk does to Loki.
Yeah, that's what I was envisioning that as.
Except this time it wasn't funny.
Oh.
It was sad.
It was never funny.
Well, he deserved it. He fucking cussed at that dog.
Oh, fucking hell. You gotta be kidding me. Said MacReady as he grabbed the mail and walked back inside.
He's just like thumbing.
That's a good play on
now.
The fact that they just don't ever give a shit when anyone ever dies. Yeah, that's so a great play on that.
After several hours of trudging through the dense snow, Clark and Lassie came across a bunch of Norwegians trying to break into a spaceship with some crowbars. The lookout saw them coming and yelled, oh fuck, is it cops? Nah, boys, don't you worry, said Clarko. I'm no narc. I enjoy a little bit of car theft just like everybody else. Hey, yelled one of the Norwegians as he pointed towards Lassie. I know that dog. It killed our whole research team, destroyed our home, and forced us out on the streets. I didn't choose to be a hood rat, you know, said the third Norwegian, who was also holding a spray can. He's also doing some graphing. Well.
Yeah.
No, you got to leave your mark, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I have a doctorate in engineering and environmental science.
Oh, good on him.
Get it, yelled the Norwegian.
Oh.
As they pulled out their dirty switchblades and jumped towards our heroes.
No, that's Switzerland.
Our heroes. You've just labelled them the heroes.
Even though Lassie is
this murderous dog
and
the dude
people.
That's just like, I don't care.
And Clarko's been pretty unreasonable. Fronted.
Palmer. They're the main characters.
Heroes. within seconds, one of them had Clarko hogtied while the other two tried to wrestle Lassie to the ground. All right, come on, boys. get that dog under control and help me throw this yank in this well right here, said the leader.
I like it how they just aren't Norwegian at all. They're just like really proper and kind of British.
But before the others could get Lassie under control, she did a backflip and flipped those silly Norwegians off her. She tried to make a move towards Clarko, but the leader pulled out a spray bottle with water in it and started spraying her. Back, bad dog, bad, he said softly. Fuck this, howled Lassie. She sprinted off into the horizon.
Oh.
She would never kill Clark.
Meanwhile, back at base, MacReady and Windows watching Mrs. Doubtfire when Lassie came bolting through the front door and leapt in front of the TV. She began puffing and whimpering uncontrollably as she tried to catch her breath. Lassie, what's wrong, girl? Yelled MacReady as he jumped to his feet.
Like he cares.
Where's Clarko?
He's blind drunk and she's like, what?
Lassie continued to pant. What's that? Clarko's stuck down a well and some homeless Norwegians have taken him hostage.
He's like Chewbacca and he's Han Solo. You can just understand it all.
Lassie slowly composed herself. Ken Oath, mate, she howled. No, fucking A. Let's get him, yelled MacReady. Windows, put Mrs. Doubtfire on pause. We're rolling out.
Do you reckon them watching Miss Doubtfire is a callback to Blair and Blairina?
Yep. Definitely.
Or is that like a first time they've watched Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Because
actually,
they really wouldn't want it on pause.
That's why they're throwing it on pause. They don't want to miss anything while they go out and fuck these Norwegians up.
I mean, just love the movie, though.
New Divide by Linkin Park starts to fade in.
Now we know where we're at.
it's an inside podcast joke there. Guys, you won't get it.
You'll get it, John.
Fade in as the pair quickly grab their shotguns and baseball bats and make their way towards their ute. But not before MacReady put a harness on Lassie and tied her up to the front of the car. Cut to a picture in picture of the Norwegian spitty on Clarko, who was still stuck at the bottom of a well. Gee whiz, this sucks, says Clarko as he sheds a single tear.
Doesn't seem that annoyed.
Meanwhile, MacReady jumps into the driver's seat, throws the ute into drive, and throws on some thick beats. Run, Lassie. Show us the meaning of haste.
That's from Lord of the Rings, isn't it? Yeah.
I used this line again twice. I completely forgot. Ken Oath, screamed Lassie. And off the crew sped into the horizon. Fade to black.
Oh.
Lassie will return in No Way, Norway. The end.
What?
What was that?
He just left it on the cliffhanger if she's gonna rescue him or not. Director's commentary though, does she rescue him?
She rescues him, boys. Oh, Lassie boring. Would never let his, let her bloody owner down. She'd never let him down. She's gonna go
I
back
I love
there.
That you clearly got to this point and you're like,
I had no time, boys.
You were right with the abrupt ending.
Beats playing, I got no time to write a fucking ending to this story. Think I got time for that?
Who has time for this, honestly?
I only bloody put tools down 3 hours ago and here I am writing a bloody story.
Why are you bloody writing it on the bloody tools, mate? Yeah,
I am. I just like how MacReady seemed like he was going to be a feature in it, but then he wasn't in the
end. He got super excited and he was like, oh, I don't really care.
Like, I love how he's simultaneously like reasonable, but like... Because it took like 7 people to die before MacReady was like, no, that's it, mate. You're Lassie. You've got to go. I've had enough.
And then you really focus on the Norwegians and Lassie and the friend.
I love that the Norwegians are homeless and they've just become like hood rats in the end.
And that the whole alien thing has already happened.
To the Norwegians.
Then there's still Norwegians left over that are like, put him in the well.
It's an alternate timeline. Where
and
some
why is
Norwegians
there a well? That's the funniest
thing. How are they getting
thing.
Their water?
What's the well? What's the use of the well?
I don't think Lassie ever saved anyone from a well. I think Skippy probably did.
She would have if he'd continued the story.
I think Lassie used to save people from like falling down.
Yeah, little Timmy stuck down the well.
Yeah, that's a line, isn't it? Stuck down a well. Yeah. Lassie saved people. Yeah.
Sending our love down the well.
I can't remember why I decided on making a Lassie story.
Sure, you watched 2 minutes of the movie. You're
Tom,
like, oh,
I didn't get the last line. What was the last line? Say it again.
The last line of the whole thing.
At the end of the Marvel movies, they say, like, this character will return in next Marvel movie.
Really? Yeah. And they might have said it in Lassie.
What do you mean?
Lassie stuff.
At the end of the credits.
Have you never seen the end of the credits?
I've seen, like, the after credits scene.
It's after the after credits scene.
Yeah, there's a title card that comes up and it says, blah, 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 will return.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen
that. I've never seen that.
Every single one.
Yeah, it's in every single one.
That's crazy.
You are not a true fanboy.
Well, I'm glad.
But other, it's like an old thing. Like, Avengers didn't start it. Like, or Marvel in this
it
recent...
It was Universal Monsters, wasn't it?
Yeah, something. It was always probably. Like, at the end, it would be like, blah, 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 we'll return. And you're supposed to be like, that was like the early cliffhanger of like, oh my, what?
The thing will return back in the next film you see.
So you're plotting a sequel, mate.
I'm plotting a sequel. When we do excellent. Thing two... Or if we do a Lassie... Are there Lassie films?
There are Lassie films.
I don't know if there are.
Troy?
Okay, Google.
What's a Lassie film?
Bad Pitt's dick.
How many Lassie films are there?
Hi, how can I help?
I already... Fuck.
Nice work out there, boys.
Yeah, wrap up, boys.
We got the full 9 yards.
What was that? Sorry.
Boys, last thoughts on the old thing.
I like the thing.
I think
thing,
it's
yeah.
It's
it has
pretty
that.
Good. But
cool
it's
movie. Cool movie.
Got
it's
a lot good. Of problems, but it's still pretty good.
Cool.
If they remade it
overrated.
With a really good director.
Who would you put in the
yeah.
seat?
Nolan, maybe.
What's the guy who did Justice League? He's really good.
Singer.
Snyder.
Snyder.
Did Snyder do Justice League?
Don't know, man.
He did. He did 300
he did
as well.
He did do, yeah.
Get Wesley Snipes in there, I reckon.
No, he's a tax fraud and he should be in jail.
Anyways, next week's movie, guys. Geostorm.
Geostorm. You got Gerard Butler. You got
yeah, I don't know who's in it.
Wesley Snipes
is in it.
Denzel?
Denzel's in it.
Is he?
I believe so.
Well, could be a good movie, boys.
This
was the last year film.
Nicole Kidman's
it
in it as well.
Last year or this year?
Last year.
2017. That's a date, this
Nicole
potty.
Nicole Kidman, Michael Cera is in it as well.
Wow, what an all-star cast.
All-star cast. Don't mention Jack Black's in it.
Oh,
he rips a sweet
stop the
soul
podcast
before
now.
He's done by the Geostorm.
Anyways, I love that lineup. You know, I feel like we've got a lot of potential to ride on here. You know?
I'd pay $100 for that ticket.
To the podcast or to the movie?
To the lineup.
The lineup,
as in like a Coachella,
yeah, Coachella, Glastonbury,
more like a Falls,
Tomorrowland.
Ooh,
nah.
All right, boys, what do we get
that.
Out of
just
here?
See, there was a bit of silence there, and it's because Bill, he's being weirdo.
I think it was comedic silence.
Nah, like,
there's
honest.
No such thing
know,
as
man.
Comedic
yeah,
silence.
Yeah, like it's us against you right now, and yeah.
I've studied comedy at
Wales.
You want to stop stumbling on your words there, Bill? You all right, mate? You have a bit too much to drink, haven't you?
Yeah, I was a bit.
What was that?
I've never touched a thing in my life.
That's Bill trying to make a sip noise there. It's
not
working.
I was trying to make a noise. I was trying to be subtle.
He's not a musician. He's not a singer. He's
got
no talent.
Why do you feel that you have to do this every week,
Bill? Yeah, what's up with you tonight?
I'm just depressed.
Oppressed? Depressed? What was that?
Oppressed.
Oppressed.
We see you every week and yet you feel the need to just go all out. Dude, just calm it down.
Can we also bring up, just
yeah,
for
that?
Future
what's
reference...
Up there? What's up there,
so, you
Tommy?
Know, when we're going back, we're looking through
yeah,
the
mate.
Archives
yeah.
of our lives, the world's life.
Yeah.
ScoMo.
What was that?
ScoMo's life, Turnbull's life, Australian politics.
Bishop.
What the fuck is going on with Bill always getting the hidden block on the first turn of Gangnam Style? Answer me that, ScoMo.
Answer that off here, you
Turnbull.
Fuck. This is not
someone
a discussion for the podcast, mate. This is not
answer.
A discussion
if you find
for the podcast.
It, email me at tch@stbeads.catholic.edu.au.
I will murder Bill if he ever gets
fuck.
That again.